This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Nichols. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is giving state employees an extra day off around Thanksgiving. State offices are closed by law on Thanksgiving. Nixon has issued an executive order also closing state offices the Friday after Thanksgiving. Holidays have cost the state money because some employees who must work have been able to choose whether to claim extra time off or accept holiday bonus pay. The Kirksville Public School District is looking to launch a walking school bus program next year. The program would provide students an alternative mode of transportation in which they walk with a few volunteers to school. The school district received more than $13,000 from the Safe Routes to School grant through the Missouri Department of Transportation to fund the program. Dr. Neil Chamberlain is the secretary for the Kirksville Board of Education. He says the program will do more than just help with congested traffic.
It will give our kids more exercise. They'll get to be out in the outdoors and enjoy the fresh air. I think one thing has been shown is that if children have periods of exercise throughout the school day, they actually are, their brain is set up to learn better.
Chamberlain says new sidewalks will be built with money from an infrastructure grant. The Diocese of Jefferson City is planning meetings this week to discuss the possibility of starting a new parish and school in Columbia. Deacon Dan Joyce says the diocese needs to expand to accommodate the more than 4,100 Catholic households in Columbia. Catholics in the city currently attend Our Lady of Lourdes, St. Thomas More Newman Center, or Sacred Heart. Our Lady of Lourdes Pastor Michael Flanagan said the meetings at Columbia parishes this week are to determine whether parishioners support the expansion. Joyce told KOMU the diocese needs another school to complement Our Lady of Lourdes Inner Parish School, which is the only Columbia Catholic school that serves grades kindergarten through 8. The school currently has 615 students and has to turn away families every year. The former director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture is denying allegations that he created a hostile workplace. John Hagler was replaced as agriculture chief October 11th by Governor Jay Nixon and until now has remained silent about the reasons. His departure came a day after a former employee distributed a letter alleging Hagler created a workplace of, quote, hostility, disrespect, intimidation, and fear. Hagler sat down for an extended interview this weekend with the Associated Press. He described himself as a tough manager who expected a lot from employees but wasn't hostile. Hagler says he told Nixon staff he was ready to leave and planned to interview for a university job. He says the timing of the employee's allegation and his departure was mere coincidence. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.